You're back with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The birth of a child is a beautiful, messy, painful, confusing, exhilarating, life-changing experience. It also seems like a very private one. But we're posting anything and everything on Facebook these days, or on Instagram or TikTok, you name it. So why not document the baby's first moments of life, too? In fact, there's a big and growing trend right here in LA for new parents, and it's called birth photography. Professional photographers invited into the birthing room, the delivery room, to document the whole thing for posterity. And a couple of those photographers are in the studio with me right now to talk about it. Diana Hynek is a doula and birth photographer. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Stephanie Anton, also a doula, birth photographer. She's with us in the studio. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Steve.
I'm going to start with you because when I think of birth photography, when I think of the delivery room in general, I think of a very intimate place, a very life-changing experience happens in there. It's a sterile environment. The last thing I would think would be in a room like that would be a camera.
Yeah. It's kind of a new idea, I think, to a lot of people, but it definitely is becoming more prominent because people are learning more and more about it. But families these days are wanting to have these profound moments captured.
Explain to me how you go. I mean, do you go to a hospital and say, I'd like to use your delivery room to take pictures, or I want to offer this service to someone who's about to give birth?
No, that's not exactly how it happens. It's usually from the client because the client hires me personally.
Okay.
And most hospitals are used to this now.
They are.
Yes. They're very welcoming, most of them. And so I'm just there with the family.
Yeah.
And they're, oh, there's the photographer, you know. Some of them love the camera, the doctors. They will actually pose for the camera when the baby's born.
Really?
Some of them have asked me how I want the lighting in the room. Some of them don't pay any attention to me.
Well, there are other things obviously going on.
Yeah, there are some hospitals that have policies where you can't take pictures of the actual birth moment.
Really?
Yeah, and they make you stop clicking. But it doesn't really alter the total birth story, really.
Diana, obviously this isn't an easy job. The whole process, labor can last even days, which I shudder the thought. So it can't be an easy job for you. You don't know how long you're going to be on your feet or in that room.
You don't know. And that's why birth photography requires lots of stamina, lots of passion, lots of, understanding that you are there not just to click a camera and take pictures, but you're really there to hold space for a woman who is performing a miracle. And, you know, there is not only the day of the birth, but the whole time that you spend of being on call for this family. It's what takes a lot for all of us, because being on call means that you necessarily cannot be on vacation, that you cannot be super far away from where the family is located or where he's going to give birth. It's all part of it. It's all okay, you know, as long as there's an understanding from both parties and as long as there's good communication between me and my clients. And I always ask them to, you know, let me know when things change, when they feel like they're going to be in labor. And as long as that communication is clear, then everything works out.
That communication, by the way, is a contract, right? I mean, this is something that you guys come up with beforehand. And you're essentially Stephanie on retainer.
I'm theirs. Usually it's about a month. I mean, we can be on call for technically 38 weeks up to 42 weeks or until they have the baby.
How specific are these contracts that we talk about? What do you put in that contract? Like take me through the process.
I specify that I am on call for them, about the communication, like Diana said, to call me as soon as they know that they think they're in labor and to let me know when it's a good time to come is essential, the communication part. I always have a backup. We usually work with backups, and that's part of the contract too, so that they understand that that is a possibility in case we have other clients do, or in case of, you know, an earthquake or something like that.
Ooh. Diana, does a woman who's about to give birth really want to deal with the idea of being photographed? Because, you know, I mean, she's not in her best moment. I mean, obviously, it's a life-changing moment, but it's not the most visually appealing moment, I guess, is what you would say.
Some do, especially if they're having a planned cesarean, then they get their hair done, their nails done, their makeup done.
They do that.
some moms, they just want to be in their most raw possible state, and so they don't care for that. And to be honest with you, what I love most is the pictures right after the birth. You see moms almost like cross-eyed, or, you know, dads in total like state of exhaustion, but those are like the pictures that are real. They're like, this is how mom looked like as soon as she gave birth to you, you know, like after working for 24 hours.
So mom can hold that picture up, like when you're giving her a problem later in life, she can be like, look, this was me when I was giving birth to you. Do you see what I was going through?
Yeah, and you see the passion and the love between the couples and the... And then if they have siblings, that's some of the best to capture when the siblings come in and meet their new little baby or brother or sister. And yeah.
Do you guys get any blowback about this? Or people like, really?
I think it requires some, I don't want to say education, but like explaining what birth photography is about. And I think women are starting to understand that it's okay to not look perfect all the time. You know, we see half-naked women on billboards all the time. Why shouldn't we be seeing women in labor?
Diana, do you think, I mean, we're in this time of like documenting everything. We want to put things on Instagram and Facebook and everything else so people can see, hey, this is us. This is what we're doing right now. Do you see a lot of that going on with your work?
Yes, absolutely. It can either be from, you know, our side as birth photographers and artists in general, but also the families are starting to share the images and be okay with that. And I think it's really important, not just because it's good for business, but there is finally a bigger understanding of what birth is about and how women can give birth, not necessarily in a hospital environment, but they can give birth in the woods or home or in the bathtubs. And it's all about normalizing birth, and it's all about empowering women. And if both parties are doing the work, then everybody wins.
Are there any hospitals that are more friendly for you guys doing this as opposed to others?
Most definitely. I would have to say a majority are, but then there are some that are...
What's a hospital like when they're like, yeah, this is a little bizarre?
Well, I actually have a photograph of a nurse yelling at me.
Ooh, really?
You know, I was supposed to stop at the birth moment, but this birth meant a lot to this mother because she had a previous loss, and I wanted to make sure I captured everything, and I was ready to go as soon as the baby was born, and because I had the camera up... She said, stop taking pictures.
Right. That's the moment, right? That's the moment when you're not supposed to take pictures.
Right. But I wasn't. I actually had my camera
up. Just the camera up and
ready
to go.
Yeah. And I literally started clicking when I saw the baby coming. Yeah.
You know the rules, but the nurse didn't
know the rules.
I know the rules,
but I have to be ready too. It's a fine line you have to balance because you're there for your clients and you have to also work within the policies and the doctor too.
I want to thank you both. What a great conversation. And so interesting. We are documenting everything now, but it's such a beautiful experience.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Stephanie Enten, local doula, birth photographer, as is Diana Hynek. Thanks to you both.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, in a polarized society, here's a question. Are we kind enough to one another? Turns out, there's an institute that studies kindness, and it's right here in Greater LA. You're listening to Greater LA on KCRW.